Hi, I'm Erica Mills. Welcome to the Language Lab podcast. So it's December. In December, I start thinking about what my mantra is going to be for the following year. So a mantra is a noun. It comes from Hinduism or Buddhism, and it's a word or sound repeated to aid in concentration, particularly in meditation, right? Sort of a statement or slogan that you repeat again and again and again. So the way that I think about and use mantras is in the following way. I look forward at the year that's going to come, and I think about, you know, there's known things that are going to happen, and then there's unknown things. But it's my way of giving intent to the year that I want to live, right? To what I want to create and put out to the world. I realize this sounds a little woo-woo. Stick with me. So this past year, for 2014, my word, my mantra was grace. So I knew that I was going to be going through a divorce through much of 2014, and I wanted some way of ensuring that I came out the other side of that and went through that process, and we went through that process with as much dignity and respect and grace as two people who have been together for 18 years who were deciding to break up could muster. And I will tell you that we did accomplish that. You know, that's not to say there weren't bumps in the road, but when there was a question or a moment, and there were, if you've gone through a divorce, if you know someone who's gone through a divorce, there are always dark, dark moments. And there are questions that you're not quite sure what the right answer is. And I would sit down during those moments and I would just sit and quietly say out loud, grace, 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 until I felt like I could see more clearly what the right path forward was. So that was my mantra for 2014. So not surprisingly, given what you now know about my year, 2014 was a pretty introverted year, which was all well and good. But 2015, I want a different feeling to 2015, right? And so I've been thinking on, ruminating, percolating, as you might imagine. I take this very seriously, what my word is going to be. No surprise there. And I finally figured out and landed on that my word for 2015 is going to be joy. My word is going to be joy. Joy, a noun, is a feeling of great pleasure and happiness, right? A feeling of great pleasure and happiness. That's what I want in 2015, right? Will that happen every second of every day? No, it's not, right? But similar to, you know, having grace as my sort of guiding principle for the year, I'm going to have joy be my guiding principle. And if it's a decision about, you know, what to do or an activity or whatever it's going to be, even my business decisions, right? If I think about it from that perspective, I want to be doing things that are bringing people joy, that are bringing you joy. So that is going to be my mantra. When in doubt, I'm going to sit myself down and I'm going to say joy, 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 until the path forward, the joyful path forward, becomes clear. I hope that you didn't get a little too alarmed by the woo-woo nature of this idea of having a mantra. I found it to be a really powerful practice, so I wanted to share it with you. I hope that this holiday season is bringing you much joy, your loved ones much joy, and I look forward to talking to you next week.